You're listening to Michigan News from MLive for Monday, November 28th, and I'm your host, Jessica Shepherd. A bill to allow the permanent sale of cocktails to go passes in the Michigan Senate. A utility assistance website aims to help Michiganders with energy bills. And Jim Harbaugh earned a $500,000 bonus after Michigan's win over Ohio State. The Michigan Senate recently passed a bill to make cocktails to go a permanent menu item for restaurants and bars around the state. Senate Bill 1163, sponsored by Senator Curtis Hertel, would nix the current expiration date on a previous law allowing qualified businesses to sell alcoholic beverages off-premises. Without the passage of the Senate bill, the law expires at the end of 2025. During a September Senate Regulatory Reform Committee meeting, Sydney Hart, Hertel's policy director, stated that by removing the sunset date, Michigan would simply be following a national trend. 18 states and Washington, D.C. have allowed bars and restaurants to sell cocktails in take-home containers after in-person dining closed down due to COVID-19, according to Hart. Several cities in Michigan and around the country also allow for outdoor drinking districts. Whitmer signed the original legislation, House Bill 5811, in July 2020 during the early days of the coronavirus pandemic. The bill to make the change permanent now awaits a hearing in the House Committee on Regulatory Reform. It will have to pass the House and be signed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer before becoming law. State utility regulators are drawing attention to ways Michiganders can get financial help with their energy bills this winter. Industry officials say higher energy costs are expected through the winter months, which are now underway. A new energy assistance website was designed to make it easier for people to find help paying their utility bills. The Michigan Public Service Commission said in its recent winter energy appraisal that market volatility is driving higher prices, while demand is also increasing across multiple energy sectors. The agency reports energy costs are up for all fuel types, but most dramatically for natural gas. More than 75% of Michigan residents depend on natural gas for heating fuel. The new website is michigan.gov/mpsc/consumer/get-help, where details about state and utility company programs can be found that offer energy bill assistance to income-qualified households. Additionally, an energy assistance fair will be held from 4 to 7 p.m. December 15th at Kessie Fieldhouse in Melvindale. Michigan's second straight win over Ohio State netted head coach Jim Harbaugh a hefty bonus that will go a long way in supplementing his new contract. Harbaugh is due to receive an additional payment of $500,000 following the Wolverines' 45-23 victory on Saturday in Columbus, a win that has Michigan off to its first 12-0 season since 1997, up to number 2 in the national polls and playing for another Big Ten championship. Harbaugh inked a 5-year, $36 million extension with Michigan back in February, a deal that guaranteed the 58-year-old coach more than $7 million per year in pay. This bonus would bring Harbaugh's pay for the 2022 season north of $7.5 million, with the potential for much more. Language in the contract calls for Harbaugh to earn an additional $1 million if Michigan wins Saturday's Big Ten championship game over Purdue, a matchup the Wolverines will enter as heavy favorites. He will also earn a separate bonus once Michigan's postseason bowl destination is figured out, and then he could get an additional $1 million if the Wolverines win a national championship. You can always find the latest Michigan news by visiting MLive.com, and make sure to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. We'll be back here tomorrow with more Michigan news from MLive. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.